With us today is good friend, Dr. Peter Michalos, whose motto is live long and prosper. And he's with us every day. He's a historian. He is a doctor. He is one smart guy. And Dr. Peter Michalos, what do we have in store for this week? Well, summer is coming. Spring is here. Summer is coming. What are your thoughts?
Well, one of the important things that people do is traveling. And when you're away from your home base, we want to give our audience some healthy tips on traveling. And one of the most important thing is when you do travel is try to get really good sleep. And especially when you're traveling in a different time zone, it's so important to try to sleep. One of the things that many doctors recommend when they want to reset what we call the circadian rhythm or your built-in clock is something called melatonin, which is a natural over-the-counter medicine that your doctor may recommend to you. And you can always ask your doctor about it, but it does help to sleep properly when you get into your new time zone. Me personally, when I get back after a trip, if I go transatlantic, you can take 1 milligram, which is the lowest dose, and you can talk to your doctor about a higher dose, but it does help reset the circadian rhythm. The other thing is to stay very hydrated, because one of the things that happens with travel, you're sitting there and you can get clots in your legs and your feet. It's called deep vein thrombosis. And a certain percentage of the population in the U.S., it's a little over 3 million people, have something called factor V Leiden, which is a genetic predisposition to increased clotting. And that's why you want to get up, try to wiggle your feet, wiggle your toes, try to walk around if you can. And you also want to try to avoid alcohol and a lot of coffee. Why? Because coffee makes you urinate a lot. It makes you dehydrated. And alcohol also causes you to urinate more, and you get dehydrated for long flights. You want to wash your hands frequently when you're on these flights, because there's a lot of germs on planes. Everyone's in there. And when they cultured airplanes, they found that the tray that you eat your food on had the most bacteria on it, which was very interesting finding. One of the other thing is you might have to take certain drops or medicines with you. If you have to take eye drops with you, it's good to put a good old-fashioned thermos, 2 ice cubes in a Ziploc baggie. You put in the thermos, and that keeps the temperature of the eye drops, keeps them cool, especially if you're traveling to a warm, hot climate, because certain eye drops are susceptible to damage from extremes of temperature, especially under high heat. You want to try to avoid non-cooked airplane food, because you don't want to upset your stomach, because in our home base, our gut microbiome, our good bacteria, are used to eating certain food in our soil. You want to avoid ice cubes a lot when you're traveling, because you don't really know about the water. And one of the things you can do also is avoid when you shower or using sink water in other countries that you're not familiar with, and you should use bottled water when you rinse your mouth, when you brush your teeth. Even though it's safe to shower in most countries with soap, it's good to travel with a small baby shampoo. Why? Because baby shampoo is great for cleaning your lids, your lashes, and preventing conjunctivitis, infections.
Should you boil water and make sure all the bacteria is dead in it?
Yeah, well, you can buy the bottled water, which is filtered water and clean water. But if you have no access to that, yes, boiling water kills bacteria in the water. And if you do end up getting diarrhea, it's good to have in your first aid kit Pepto-Bismol, which has bismuth in it, which actually helps to kill travelers' diarrhea, helps to stop diarrhea. And you can also carry these small little packets of electrolytes, which have sodium, potassium, and other things that you can mix with your bottled water, so that you can replace your electrolytes in case you do. Because one of the big problems when we travel abroad is our gut microbiome is very sensitive to food and water changes. And that's why people get a lot of travelers' diarrhea. And last but not least, I always tell people, so important that in your first aid kit, have some Band-Aids, antibiotic ointment, bring some things like allergy medicines, whether it's Zyrtec, Benadryl, if someone has an allergic reaction on the trip, or a bee sting, and a topical anti-inflammatory steroid medicine that you can, you know, buy these things on Amazon, like Skinacool, you know, that has hydrocortisone in case you get a bee sting or sunburn. Try to bring insect repellent. One of the natural ones is a good old-fashioned Skin So Soft, works really good. Natural ones without chemicals are things that are made with cactus juice that help repel insects. And most important, last but not least, is travel insurance, medical evacuation, and medical, so you can get access to private medical care, because Americans make the mistake of thinking their American health insurance will cover them abroad, but it doesn't. England might have socialized medicine for their citizens, but not for U.S. citizens. So you had chest pain in England, you want to go to the hospital, you will get a bill. And if, God forbid, you get into some kind of car accident, you need to be evacuated back to the U.S., you will be brought back with an air ambulance if you have medical evacuation insurance. But again, people make the mistake. They go to the Caribbean. They get injured. I can't tell you how many people we've gotten messages, because we've talked about this on WABC, thanking us. Someone who heard a past show went to Mexico, and they were told they needed $5,000 for the CAT scan because his wife had trauma. But because that he listened to WABC and he knew to get the travel insurance, and it covered it. So these are some of the things to prepare as we enter into summer. Wear hats with a brim, protect your eyes with UV absorbing sunglasses to avoid cataracts, wide hats with a brim so you don't get skin cancer, to protect you from melanoma, and use a good SPF sunscreen.
So at that point, we could survive the vacation.
Absolutely.
But from all the traveling, you get so tired. Maybe a vacation is staying home and turning off the phones.
Yeah, sometimes that's the best vacation. They're called staycations. And now with the way things are happening around the world, we're seeing more people choosing for a good staycation, hanging out with good friends, having some good dinners and conversations. And sometimes it's a lot safer.
Understood. Anything else you want to tell our listeners this Sunday morning?
I just want to tell people to try to eat healthy, minimize exposure to sugar, take a multivitamin, see your physician, and have your annual physical. I'd say probably even twice a year, it's good to get labs. Try to optimize your health and keep listening to WABC for more health tips on how to live longer and live long and prosper.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Mihalos, and we're going to catch up with you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John, and thanks for always getting the truth out on the Cats Roundtable.